For several years now, David Stafford and Okaloosa County Elections Chief Paul Lux have been involved with the Overseas Voting Initiative, working with the Pentagon and the Council of State Governments.
Both groups met. I co-chaired the policy group with the Secretary of State of the state of Washington, Kim Wyman. We issued a report making a series of recommendations that then get shared with all the Council of State Governments throughout the country.
Among the recommendations, a ballot duplication process to cover those that are damaged and or unreadable, common access to verify digital signatures, and standardizing data and performance metrics.
There's a lot of things going on in this area. Tremendous progress has been made in this area and will continue to be made. It's great to be able to interact with persons from all different parts of the country, just different approaches to things, different challenges they have.
Military and overseas voting are covered by the 1986 Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act.
They're afforded some additional protections under federal law and then subsequent state laws. For instance, their ballots get mailed out at the 45-day mark, which is about 10 days sooner than ballots for civilian voters.
And thanks to NAS Pensacola and Corey Station, there is a large concentration of registered voters locally who fall under that designation. The biggest challenge, says Stafford, is distance, especially if the voter is forward deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq. And that's where technology comes in.
We're allowed to electronically deliver balloting material. So that's almost instantaneous now, as long as that individual would have access to email or the internet. They still have the necessity to get that back to us, with the exception of facsimile, which is actually allowed under Florida law.
Everyone else's ballot has to be returned in paper form. During the 2016 election, Escambia County was one of six jurisdictions in the country which took part in a pilot study with the Federal Voting Assistance Program in tracking overseas ballots.
A special delivery of this balloting material to test this concept. It was successful. That's one of those efforts that we look at to try to do everything we can to aid not only our voters here in Escambia County, but try to share some of the experiences that we have with jurisdictions in other parts of the country.
The others were Okaloosa County, Orange and San Diego counties in California, Harris County, Texas, which is Houston, and Denver, Colorado.
It's great to be able to interact with persons from all different parts of the country, just different approaches to things, different challenges they have.
In the 1980s, a group of Florida voters brought suit against the federal government, alleging that military personnel were being disenfranchised because there was not enough time to receive and send back their ballots.
There was actually a provision that became part of that lawsuit in the form of a consent decree between the Justice Department and the state of Florida that said overseas voters get an additional 10 days for their balloting materials to come back after Election Day, so long as it was either the postmark or signed on Election Day.
Another recommendation is for collaboration between local election officials and the commanders of local military bases. For that, Stafford was able to highlight some of the things done with NAS and Corey.
But also, it's been great to be able to see what's going on in other parts of the country and have these kind of relationships directly with the Department of Defense up in Washington, as well as at the Election Assistance Commission and just colleagues across the country, to be able to pull resources from them, talk about best practices.
Bottom line, says Escambia County Election Supervisor David Stafford, is the goal of improving the voting experience, in effect, bringing a bit of home to those far away. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.